For know this, says the Spirit of the Lord, that I'm hearing the cries, the inner cries of my people. The internal intercession that is goes beyond the flesh or the mind. Just as it was in the days when Israel cried out in the natural, for intercession was on their hearts to be delivered. And I say that I'm placing and have placed inside of you an internal intercession. And as I heard the cries of their heart for deliverance, the intercession came up before me as in a desire for deliverance out of the bondage that they were in. And I came and I brought them forth. In like manner, there is inside of each one of those who know me and are following me on this path towards an outpouring. There is a cry in your heart, an internal intercession taking place for these things to be made manifest. And this is why, very methodically, I'm bringing these types of teachings to you, because beyond your knowledge, you've been praying them into existence. Just like my children of old prayed and mourned and were of that type in the flesh and intercession, crying out for a deliverance. Even so, likewise, in this hour in which I've called those who are born of my Spirit, beyond their own knowledge, beyond that place of understanding, that when you're praying in these days, and when I grip your heart, even in worship, it is to bring about the fullness of this outpouring, says the Spirit of the Lord. And those who have doctrine and those who have a place of understanding will stand in like manner as you're hearing now to bring forth these things so that the cries of your heart are answered, so that the intercessor and the teacher are both one, bringing forth a purpose, an absolute divine purpose to be fulfilled together, says the Spirit of the Lord. So rejoice in these days that beyond your knowledge, you yourself, those in the pew, those in the seats, those who are watching, beyond your knowledge on a daily basis, your cries are coming up before me. And I'm bringing these things to pass, and you'll see that all these things do work together for your good, says the Spirit of the Lord.